So, for the thrill of hope, we talked last week about immigrants coming into the U.S. and the situation at our southern border. And just saw in the news yesterday that actually they did come out with a ruling. The appeals court did uphold a ruling that they need to provide clean sanitary conditions, which includes hygiene items such as soap and toothpaste, and that came through the Ninth Circuit of Court appeals. So praying that that will move, as I've been praying this week, that the Lord will move in the hearts of all of us, that that would move, and then that would lead to better decisions. And then I've just been thinking about this a lot ever since this came up, and researching a lot about it too. It's easy for me to compartmentalize personally and put this over here in an area where it doesn't affect me, so I have to actively try and seek these things out. And this is one that, you know, kind of couldn't ignore and put to the side. And I've been thinking about it more and just in a lot of different ways. One way that recently touched my heart is I saw Zeka posted an article and talked about when he came to this country and he didn't have a lot of money. And it was a time where he came here and had a new start. No, that's great, Zeka. Thank you. And I praise God for that. And I wanted that to be emotional, and not necessarily emotional, but I wanted that to be personal to us, because it is personal to us and to our church body. And so with that, I thought that this week we would just have a time of prayer and a time of reflection and pray for this and for these people. So that's where I thought. And then we're continuing to work with Scott and see which organization we want to give to. So for the thrill of hope, at the end of the month, we have a special offering. And so for money up and above the tithe that you would like to give, will go to this organization. We're not sure, but what we're trying to find is a local church that we can give to that will be able to support different ministries and different people so that it can be lasting and be in that area and be mindful and ministering to the people there. So we're trying to find that. And so our church always has a set amount that we try to give as long as our budget permits, but we also like to give money that's above and beyond. So that's one thing where as your hearts are led, you can earmark it for that and go this way. So a couple different things I wanted to pray for. And then I have a post that's actually by a Catholic church, and it's more of a scripted prayer. And I know that's not something that we always do, but I think it's something that
we do a scripted prayer.
We do. It's not in the same way as their book of prayer, but you're right. We really do. And we have different ones, but this one specifically, I think the Catholic Church has some beautiful liturgy and some beautiful scripted prayers that they came up with in this one. So a couple different things I'd like us to ask and pray for. And we can volunteer for them and then all pray that prayer at the end for us. So, I'd like us to pray for our government, for different officials involved. Specifically, though, I think the one that's on my heart now is the people who are working in these detention centers. I'm sure some of them it's just a job for them. Some of them, they have to have that job to support their family, and they wish they had more to provide, and they don't, just like we know people who are involved in all sorts of different organizations, such as firefighters or police, or even my wife as a nurse. She gets home and she's like, man, I wish we had more time and this and that. And it's like, it's hard to do what you're called to do in there. So who'd like to pray for people involved in organizations? Thank you, Scott. Okay. And then for families, I know that's a big one, but just for the families and the people there, and there. Jim, thank you. And then the other one I wanted us to pray for is just for us as a church, but also for the rest of the country, that the Holy Spirit would convict and would lead all of us to action, because that's truly there. Thank you, Zeka. And then, so let's pray, and then I'll share this other prayer and pray that in the end as we start going. So Scott, if you'll start us.
Lord, we thank you so much for that you have even have people in place that can that can help serve in this way, Lord. I pray, Lord, I know that most of the people that work in there, I'd be surprised if they were altruistic and just are there because they love helping immigrants come into America, Lord. But I pray that you will just give folks hearts to see these people not as trespassers of the law, but as image bearers of you, Lord, that you will really, the boots on the ground there, Lord, that they won't get caught up in the politics of it, but they can just deal with the people, and that they may deal in love and generosity, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Father, thank you. Thank you for the existence of these human beings, these people, these moms and dads and children, teenagers and babies. Thank you that they matter. Simply put, set the captives free. It is tragic and evil what is happening. And God, nobody here has the solution. We don't know how to handle it, but you do. Because you're a God of infinite resource. You're a God of infinite power. You're smarter than all of us. And it sounds impossible, but Holy Spirit, bring conviction to our government leaders and rebuke them. Bring them to their pathetic knees to fall before you and repent of the evil they're doing. God, help these families. There's even the families that have been granted asylum, that have gone through it and that they prevailed. They still can't find their own families. Their children have been kidnapped from them and put in heinous places where heinous crimes have been committed against these children. God, protect the children and rain your wrath on anyone that would hurt one of them. Just bring these families together, keep them together, and give them freedom, and let them join us in our giant freaking country with tons and tons of land, and help them to thrive here.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, I really want to thank you for grace and mercy. You know, I want to thank you for this time here today, what a blessing it is for me. This issue, yes, hit my heart, particularly this week, and I cannot even put myself in the situation of immigrants today, illegal immigrants struggling, because yes, I came legally, and I had my wife's support and her family's support, and it's a completely different situation. To me, I think what sucks the most is to see how us as a church, so many church institutions and structures and people, being the most unempathetic to the situation. And I just pray that you may forgive us as a church, for being so unempathetic, just like, look, I have compartmentalized, this issue so much, and especially because I have struggles with how some people see immigration reform, and I want to get to this, Jesus, but I just want to thank you for churches like Grace and Mercy who are redeeming the church in their views, and choosing to have an empathetic view. I think that you, Jesus, when you were on earth, more than anyone and anything, you have showed us how we should care about each other, regardless of who we are, regardless of our economical or social status. I pray that you may open the eyes of the church to have that empathetic view, to follow your example, regardless of our political views. We can advocate for whatever political view we have while still upholding an empathetic perspective to these people, So I pray that you have given me a chance to develop this empathy, which honestly I didn't have as much before this week. And I pray that, you know, you can use grace and mercy and us, you know, to have the conversation. You know, I've always tried to be away from these conversations in social media, and in a sense I think it's good, but you know, give me and all of us here the courage to start these conversations, you know, with people around, and that we may be agents of change. Again, thank you for grace and mercy. In your name, Jesus.
Blessed are you, Lord Jesus Christ. You crossed every border between divinity and humanity to make your home with us. Help us to welcome you in newcomers, migrants, and refugees. Blessed are you, God of all nations. You bless our land richly with goods of creation and with people made in your image. Help us to be good stewards and peacemakers who live as your children. Blessed are you, Holy Spirit. You work in the hearts of all to bring about harmony and goodwill. Strengthen us to welcome those from other lands, cultures, religions, that we may live in human solidarity and in hope. God of all people, grant us vision to see your presence in our midst, especially in our immigrant sisters and brothers. Give us courage to open the door to our neighbors and grace to build a society of justice. Jesus, we pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
My favorite part of that prayer right here was that Jesus crossed the border between divinity and humanity, and then also said, help us to recognize them. And it just reminded me of the scripture where showed up to Jesus in heaven, and he said, for I was naked and you did not clothe me, and I was hungry and you did not give me something to eat, and I was in prison and you didn't come to visit me. And they said, when did we do this and when did we not do this? And he said it to both groups of people, and he said, in the much as you did this or did not do this for the least of these brothers of mine, you did or did not do this to me. And that's how that one just hit me, and focus back on that. Thanks, guys.